I find reality pretty difficult. I find the business of getting out of bed and getting on with the day really hard. I find picking up my phone to be a mammoth bloody struggle. Hello, good evening, whatever. My name is Jill. I am speaking to you directly from my subconscious mind. I do this to save time. I am a destructive person. I am not the hero of this play. I am not the hero of any play I could be in, except a play I wrote. Have you lost your tongue, girl? Must I play your part and say the lines you ought to say? Faced with a fate so hideous and absurd, can you not utter one dissenting word? Our dragon doesn't eat the girls he takes, no matter what stories they tell outside our valley. We hear them sometimes, from travellers passing through. They talk as though we were doing human sacrifice, and he were a real dragon. I could spend all day in other people's houses, just looking at their bits and pieces. I just get a feeling about what they're really like. Not what they want to be, but what they are. I thought my heart was going to pop out of my chest. There I was, outside the gymnasium door, and on the other side, everyone who had ever made my life hell for the past 12 years. The doors open, and all eyes turn to face the fairy princess. It was this blend of Chanel No. 5, cigarettes, and mints. It was sickening, really. See? How crazy is that? I wanted to walk through the world engulfed in a nauseating aroma just because it reminded me of my mother. In the middle of dinner, I got my period, suddenly and violently. And when we all stood up, there was a blood stain on the seat of one of their prized new chairs. For history's sake, I should say that the dress was completely intact.